Well, here we are again, everybody. Today is our Monday PBS radio show, Creation Lightship Healing, and today is the Healing Highway. So, lock yourself in and we'll hit the road. And let's do a clearing here for the date. Today is the 25th of September.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at the first.
Okay, here we go. So, clearing the date. One.
Next week, two. And we'll be back with another show. Thank you.
Okay.
There are a ton of social.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Just hearing some background stuff there, so maybe it's just our feet. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3. There we go. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So it's energize the light beams on your monitor screen. Here we go. And bring them up. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you happen to have the Lightship insignia up, we can do that one also for you. That would be on the website. So here we go. 1, 2, I'll just count to 12. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There we go. And if you have a situation going on, we'll clear that one timeline, that thought from you. Remember, every thought has a timeline. So here we go, releasing that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll bring our co-host on, Elizabeth. Are you all ready to go, Elizabeth?
Yes. Hi, everybody. I'm here, and sorry about that. Little bit of interference there. Welcome to the Healing Highway, and hopefully you were able to bring up the pictures of the light being and the insignia, which you can find on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And they're both on that site on the right-hand side, right under our radio show icons. So if you're brand new and just joining us, welcome. And we'd like to welcome everybody who listens every week. And thank you guys so much for sending your questions and testimonials and comments and experiences with all of the healings. And we always get a great sampling of those every week, and we'd like to share them with everybody. And if you'd like to send something new in, you can always email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. Or you can navigate to the chat link, which is available during our shows when they're live at the top of creationlightship.com. You can also find that at the BBS radio homepage that we have there. And I just want to say there's a couple of announcements before we get going here with the Healing Highway. And one of the first things is Ron.
Yeah, I'm not going to volunteer for radio.
Sorry, we seem to keep breaking in there with some kind of recording or something. Anyway, hopefully that gets cleared up. But Ron is going to be doing a special call Saturday, September 30th, and it's a $20 donation via PayPal, and you can just use the PayPal donation link through the website, and when you donate the $20, you'll get a receipt number, and you just want to email that to Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com, and then you can put the PayPal receipt number in the subject box, and you can join the call on Saturday, and it's going to be at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. So, Ron, did you want to talk a little bit about that? I know we've been doing samples of that where Ron's been energizing the light codes in the colors of our rooms. And I'm wondering, Ron, if you want to just take a minute and talk about that for anybody who's just joining us or maybe didn't catch the past couple of shows, and talk about what that's about and why it might be beneficial to us to get on that.
Well, the energies that come from your paint on your walls will have light codes in them, making you feel maybe more at peace, maybe give you a different type of energy inside of your house that you maybe haven't had before. So that's what the call will be about. I can't exactly say how long it's going to be. It'll be an hour for sure, I'm guessing, maybe a couple hours. So $20 per floor, per story, whatever you want to call that. Some people may have two locations, so you want to do locations. You might have maybe even a rental, possibly, or maybe a vacation cabin someplace. And so, I can do those also, but that would be a separate price for that. So it's each floor is $20. Each location would be $20, unless you have multiple floors, like a basement or things like that. So basically, you're going to have your basic living area, bedroom and kitchen and bathrooms. We'll be doing that, maybe garage possibly. But from there, light codes will be put in, and you're going to feel wonderful. And it's a very, it'll be a wonderful call, I think. A very peaceful call. So we'll just see what transpires here. I'm sure we'll get a lot of comments after we do it. It'll be this coming Saturday, the 30th of September. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Okay, awesome. And I'm sure we will announce that, as the show, if the call gets closer, and we'll probably announce it on the show during the week. So don't worry, we'll keep reminding you if you want to join in on that. So, yeah, $20 a floor, that sounds pretty reasonable. So your main, sort of living area. That will be interesting, too, because if you get the floor charged, you might notice a difference between when perhaps you go upstairs or downstairs, if the one floor has been activated versus not. Or if you live on all one floor, even better, because then you'll be able to experience that more frequently. So,
and it might even help out with bad scoobies in your place,
Oh, yeah.
People growing up as a child, everybody has fears, and, maybe you go to sleep at night and you're afraid to open your closet door because you heard some noises inside of there, which could be definitely real. And then now maybe you have, you're older, you have another house, and you go, yeah, I just don't like going into that one room over here too much, What's going on with it? So I'm sure the light codes could help that.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, it'll be interesting. One of those fun calls that I'm doing.
Yeah, it sounds like actually a really peaceful and fun call. Hopefully do a little light housekeeping there.
I get rid of the cobwebs,
Yeah, no pun intended. So, Ron, the other thing I wanted to announce too was that we have a new tutorial online, and a lot of people have been asking about how to do this. So if you are wanting to know the step-by-step for doing advanced timeline crashes and parallel life programs on our CLS chat link under tutorials, if you go to that link and scroll down, I would say about halfway down, there's a bold heading there, and it basically tells you how to do advanced timeline crashes, and there's a lot of really useful information there. So if you've been emailing us asking about that, or if you're confused about what to do, please go to that CLS chat link and look under the heading tutorials, and you'll find all of the information that you need to do your advanced timeline crash clearings as well as your space-time crashes. And you can print that out and keep it next to you while you're doing your timeline crashes. And it's a wonderful way to get off of those timelines that are affecting your life in the present moment, a lot of those past timelines, a lot of those future timelines that you don't want to be on. So some people like to open several windows and do a couple at a time, or if you've a big monitor, you can do multiple windows. Me personally, I feel like that's a little bit difficult to keep track of, but it is very effective. So you can run multiple windows for the same clearing. You just don't want to run different clearings on the same screen. So focus on one clearing at a time. So anything else you want to add to that, Ron, in regards to the timeline crashes or the space-time crashes?
No, that sounds pretty good. Yeah, have a situation going on in your life. You're on that timeline, so you want to get off of it.
Yeah.
Then also look back to see if you're on a similar timeline, you know, from your past. They do copy and paste them. Well, the reason why you're doing timeline crashes is so you can get off of the program or eliminate the program, we'll say, that's making the timeline. So eventually, as you do enough of these here, as you clear the very last program, then when the next alien race wants to take you over, it won't be there, and you won't be on that timeline anymore. But that's the whole process, is to keep doing timeline crashes so you have, you know, success and getting off of that timeline. And you will know when you did the last one, because you feel completely different, because it's all energetically connected and corded to you. It's one of these particular events that you're living, the beyond those someplace, or crashing them, you'll start getting yourself freed up and you'll feel better. Back to you.
Yeah, it's actually, we do get a lot of people who do them, and we also get a lot of tutorials and also testimonials from people who have had great success running them. And it is kind of a big commitment, but it's very effective and has great results that we've shared with our listeners on many different kinds of issues that they're working on, many different types of problems or many different types of occurrences or experiences that they have virtually eliminated from their lives by timeline crashing and really created a positive change and been able to move forward. So I guess we'll take some listener questions now. And once again, if you'd like to email us about your experience with timeline crashes or space-time crashes or anything else, again, you can feel free to email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And you can also just use our fast chat link on the feedback form there if you just want to do it that way. And those are both up at creationlightship.com at the very top and via our bbsradio.com homepage. So the first question we're getting here tonight, Ron, is about the death barcodes. And this listener is asking, after our name, do we need to put our address and town we live in to clear the death barcodes off of our house?
What you do is you put your address after your name, and you need to let me know, you know, how many, you know, your address of your house, maybe city and state, and I can tell you how many you have on it. That after your name, you know, your address, 123, you know, Apple Street or something, good luck, you know, Texas, you know. And so put that in there, and you're all set, you know. You might even want to do, if you have a NATO barcode, you want to put it in there possibly too. And don't forget your postal zip code. Might be very good to clear. A lot of people have been doing that their houses, and the houses feel better. And your cars actually are, you know, are maybe, I won't say easier to drive, but they just have a different vitality to them. And remember, you get the death barcodes on your cars because if you're a reckless driver, we'll say, you know, there's close calls, and that's barcodes on it. Well, and also, if it's a used car, then you don't know what the owners did in the past. Maybe they were, you know, bad drivers, and your car now had some close calls, and so those barcodes are still on it, which could attract a new barcode to you. So, anyway, just kind of going into that aspect there. So you just put it after your name. That could help you out feeling maybe a little more secure driving, or maybe your house will feel a lot better after doing so. Because you don't know, you know, houses can be pretty old. Got one from somebody, house was in the, like, I think 1893 or something. I forgot how many barcodes it had. I think it may have had, it's over 50, maybe 87, something like that, not mistaken. But yeah, you want to find out what your house has, because it's, it could have trauma attaching to it, a barcode. So back to you.
Yeah, and what is really kind of a bummer about the barcodes is a lot of the times you don't know how many you have. You know, Ron has to tell you, and then you have to go about clearing them. So it is kind of something you want to be aware of, and they can be put on to your possessions, things, cars, houses, things, spaces that are connected to you. So it's kind of important to be aware of that and to get them off. So I would think that also if you want to try to do the free environmental imbalance timeline crash, which is one of the very generous free clearings that Ron so graciously offers us, you can do that with your name and zip code or your name and address, and I feel like that's also very effective. Probably not as effective as removing a barcode, but it does sort of help to bring about peace to your space, so maybe you want to try a combination of those. And if anybody else has any suggestions about barcodes or clearing spaces, you know, feel free to write into us at and let us know. So here's kind of an interesting observation from one of our listeners, Ron. Somebody saw a woman wearing a black T-shirt with white writing that said, "I am scared of real humans."
Wow.
I'm not even sure what that means.
Oh, wow, that's something.
Yeah, very bizarre. I mean, I wonder why. I wonder what she's barcodes and programs she's running.
Yeah, okay, I don't know. Weird one.
That's, very strange. Sometimes I think these T-shirts, like, they're made in other countries, and they're made by companies that don't maybe speak English, and they're not getting the sayings exactly right. I don't know. But it's, that's a very strange one. Okay, so somebody's asking if you could be absentee on the Wall Light Codes conference call that's coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, you can be, Faha.
Okay, and they're wondering if they should let you know and send a diagram or photos of their house.
Oh, just let me know, and if you're going to be absentee, then it's on the address. It may be the body of the email, or that'd probably be the best thing, put the address there. So back to you.
Okay. All right, so let's see what else we've got here. Someone else responded when clearing the barcodes off of the cars or vehicles. They said to be more exact, besides the make and model, you could also clear the VIN number.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's worth a try.
All right, yeah. So that is probably a good one to do because people spend a lot of time in their cars, and it's, you don't want, you want to be as neutral as possible, I would think, and a lot of people experience, I guess, what is it, like road rage or aggressive driving, and I think sometimes when you get in your car, you transform into a different person. Like, you wouldn't normally pick a fight with somebody, but because you're in your car, you feel protected, so you tend to change your personality a little bit. So maybe there's something going on there where you need to clear that space in order to remain neutral and peaceful.
If you want to be had somebody else to it.
So let's see what else we have here in terms of questions. And... oh, okay, that's related to the upcoming Saturday call. It's not necessary to have a picture. Ron's already said that. We've already discussed that. So somebody else is asking if the Earth shift and the pole shift is affecting the planet, the weather, the land, the disasters, and they're wondering, are the aliens behind this?
I would say that'd be correct, yes.
All right. So, yeah, you never know what those aliens are getting up to. Somebody else is asking, what is the difference between the mind of the body clearing and the cellular memory clearing? And they're wondering, would the cellular memory clearing assist healing of the cells in the body, or is this the specific focus of the mind of the body clearing? What specifically does the mind of the body clearing do?
So the mind of the body is your basic internal healer. So that's whatever is in your body, allowing it to heal itself and to regenerate itself. The cellular memory is in the complete, opposite of that. It's there to tear you apart because it holds storage of judgments, which can now affect your body. So they're basically two opposing forces. So your cellular memory, you want to get rid of that energy, and it does come from mental programming. Okay, so when you think a thought, it goes into your cells. Lo and behold, the aliens get a hold of that and, kind of plan your life out according to what you've been thinking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, because then that gets put onto your psychic billboard. So remember, just because you have a thought, you can't just say, oh, I erased that thought. You know, I don't want to have that thought. It's already there. It's already on a timeline. So, you want to use mind the body to start to heal yourself. I'm not saying that the your cellular memory is going to give you an instant cause and effect relationship, but if it's stored up enough in you and you had similar thoughts with a similar situation, and then it's in your psychic billboard, you will have things happen to you really quickly. And normally that happens when you get older. Or you have all the thoughts of your past from your memories, and all of a sudden you start having illnesses because all that judgment is now leaking out of you because your body can't hold that much of it. And so it has to get released, and it releases itself to have conditions to put you on maybe more timelines because the ones that you went on are still full of stuff. So now you need to somehow dissipate it out of you. The body will kill itself to get well. So it will sabotage you, your body, we'll call it. And the spirit can go along with that because it wants to help heal the body too. So you have your soul family contracts and agreements, different soul members. So anyway, the whole thing is you want to clean yourself out. That's why I have all the clearings on the website. You first want to do your emotional life. These are all whole lifetime clearings. And you want to do your mental and your emotional, your mental, more than likely fear. Everybody seems to have fear, maybe trauma or anxiety. You find out what deck of cards you're giving and what you want to clear out of yourself. There's quite a few that you may want to do because you have to do them to clean out your body. Why is it going to recycle and someday have some kind of illness because of you not cleaning yourself out? That's why you get the unlimited version if you're dealing with a lot of issues. Maybe you have a lot of traumas happening to you throughout your life. So that means that your trauma body is fully activated. If you clean out, your whole lifetime of that, maybe you won't need to get the unlimited. But you never know. People know you according to how you used to be. When you get the clearing, you're like a new person, but all of your friends all know you from their cellular memory, will know you about how you used to live your life. They'll still have those traumas and wanting to come forward to infect you more. So that's why you get the unlimited. The other people around you, or what you see on TV or hear on the radio or whatever, is going to deactivate stuff that's dormant in you. Oh, back to you.
Well, Ron, when you put it that way, I really understand, and I hope everybody else does too, the importance of running the cellular memory clearing, because if you are what you think and all of those thoughts are stored in your cells and the aliens have given you your thoughts and your mind and they're controlling you, then basically you are at their mercy. So I think I'm really fully understanding why that clearing is so important. And I would think that the mind of the body would be a pretty important one to do, too, as the body's internal healer. If you got that cleared, then the other clearings would more than likely run more effectively. Would that be correct and a correct assumption, Ron?
Yeah, that is correct. And then also maybe once every couple of weeks or month, you know, do your magnetic twisted body clearing to get all
yes.
bodies in alignment so that they can function properly and have healing.
Yes, that's a really good point. Because as you start doing this, it becomes evident to you. And I guess it all depends on how, you know, how much you want to unravel and how much time and, you know, financial commitment you want to make to your healing. But it is not true that you need every single healing that Ron offers. You probably will need a few, but you can sort of understand, I think, after you do your whole lifetime emotional clearing, kind of you have a better perspective on what's going on. And then as you become clearer, you can then align these other parts of yourself and these other bodies and other, you know, ways of looking at things that kind of make it more effective and efficient to heal. All right, so that's a really great question, and it led to a really good discussion of those two clearings, so thanks for sending that in. All right, so let's see. Somebody was asking about a follow-up to the placenta call that we had a couple of weeks ago, and this person said they reread their notes from the placenta clearing call and realized that so much was cleared. They're 66 years old and wondering if their physical body will need months to integrate this healing.
I would probably say not months. I would say maybe, you know, a month probably at the most. Feels like most people are probably already integrated. So, you know, don't just allow your body to do what it's doing. You know, don't get too mental with it. As if you try to look at what was healed in you, now you're getting put onto timelines. You know, walk away, Renee, all that is done. And start feeling better. In fact, if anybody was on that particular call, maybe you could send us something right now on how you feel after the call. You know, maybe some stuff got released. Maybe it was, which I think it was a major clearing on your foundation of who you are. And maybe you had patterns that you didn't know you had, and they're gone now, and now you can, you know, you feel freed up from being on that call, because you can start a new reality for yourself. Back to you.
Yeah, that was a very powerful call for so many people. So, Ron, I wonder if we could do maybe a sample clearing for everybody on the show tonight. I'm not really sure what to suggest in the moment, but maybe we could just do like a general, I don't know, anxiety clearing or something for people on Monday today.
Maybe a little anxiety, I guess. Here we go. Oh, think of one of your times that you're anxious. Maybe it was today. Did you wake up with something, haunting you, or wake up uneasy because you're on timeline when you're sleeping? You just wake up peacefully and go, wow, I got a new day here. What's going on? Naturally, all of your problems and issues come flooding back into you. Maybe, half a minute after you wake up. But so think of your first problem that you had coming to you when you woke up. Now clear that. It'll be probably some kind of trauma. So here we go. Releasing that from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Okay, there we go. So that makes you feel better.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ron. And let's go here, and we'll just, somebody else said that they thought that this cellular mental clearing was the best clearing, and they have used it to great success. Also, they've used psychic billboard clearing and, I guess, the whole lifetime anger clearing.
Very good.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Okay. So somebody else said they had an experience sending aliens home, and we haven't actually gotten a lot of comments on this this clearing, but they said that they remembered that you said recently, if you feel the room suddenly get cold or you get a chill, this may be a sign of an unwanted visitor or alien. So this happened to me. So I went to your Facebook page and listened to Help Send Enslaved Aliens Home. They had movement and kept listening until their body calmed down. It was wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, it was great.
That's great. And also, you can do that on Ron's YouTube channel. He has also, I guess this is a good time to mention this too, a lot of sample clearings, a lot of information, a lot of his recorded past appearances at expos that he's done. And there is another expo coming up. It's the New York one. And it's called, I believe it's called the New Life Expo. And it's going to be the last weekend in October, the 27th through the 29th. So Ron is going to be there. And hopefully, if you're on the East Coast, you can come and check that out. And we will, make more announcements as the date draws closer. But it's a wonderful chance to experience the lightship in person, as well as visit the light chamber. And if you'd like to see some of the past speaking events and panel discussions that Ron has participated in, you can do so by checking out the YouTube channel. And there's links to that available on creationlightship.com. I just, sometimes it's kind of overwhelming, the amount of information that's out there. And there is really a lot of free information that Ron gives out, not only through his website and clearings, but also through, all these different varieties of social media channels. So it's a good place to start if you're new and listening to the show. Okay. So, okay, we already read that one. I'm not sure if this pertains to the show tonight, but somebody wrote in and said There's a new Creation Lightship Military and Sovereign Soldiers report on the Creation Lightship chat page.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, great. Yeah, I think there is. I'm just checking that out. Yeah, we have, there's a whole bunch of really great information there.
Hey, these are put on, or written by Mr. Oxygen. So do buy some of his products if you can. Help him out. Call him Ranger Ed. So anyway.
Okay, great. Thank you for letting us know. All right, so somebody else is asking. They've been doing clearings. They finished their 100 Mind of the Body Death barcodes from the placenta call. They did their magnetic and twisted body clearings. And they are having some difficulty deciding which is the next most important clearing to do. And the ones that they've been interested in most are dark side practitioners, planet cording, and cellular mental clearing, which we were just talking about. And they're wondering if you have any input, Ron, on which one they should do next. And they find that they swing back and forth into judgment a lot, and they see how this takes them out of peace.
I think I would try the judgment clearing.
As opposed to the ones that they mentioned in the email?
The cellular mental is very good.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning towards that one. And it also because we were just talking about it, and I think I just finally realized how important that clearing is.
Yeah, it's very important. Yeah, that's all your baggage. That's your stuff. That's where they put it.
Yeah.
Bodies, you see, you contaminate yourself because the energy has to come from someplace. So anyway, that's sort of, you know, it's all like a big circle. But if you're in judgment a lot, you know, or, you know, a lot of duality thinking, then try doing the judgment one. That's a whole lifetime clearing. And take advantage of, you know, the half price special. So if you do a whole life for a regular price, then you get the next one for half price. So do take advantage of that. Just send me an email that you're doing it. So anyway, there's a lot of clearings. Also, you know, you may want to check out, if you haven't tried out your psychic billboard, that's $20 for the month. That's something to have fun with. That you can look at one of your situations or problems, and you enter that in there, and then you put where you want to go to, and you do little baby steps, we'll say, and people will read your psychic billboard by reading your energy, and, you know, and you know that you have success when they stop maybe criticizing you or doing things to you that they have done in the past because you want to change that. Or you want to bring something maybe new into your life or, you know, like getting a job or something. You know, if you want to do that, then you can put on there that, you know, looking for a job. But you do have to look. You just can't sit home and do nothing. But people will respond to you differently. So might just see how that's working. Yeah, that's a lot of fun. And with that, people normally do the self-empowerment clearing just to get rid of some of their stuff, like a Band-Aid clearing. You can see where you are and what's happening. Oh, back to you.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I was just thinking, dark side practitioners and planet cordings, that would be important too, but I think because of your cells and how personal that is to you and how much we think and how our thoughts affect us on a daily basis, that one to me seems like the most important because it's probably the most sort of personal and internal. Somebody's asking, where are the posts regarding the Creation Lightship Sovereign Soldier reports, and they are, if you navigate to the chat page, there's a tab at the top that has a heading called CLS Military and Sovereign Soldier Reports, and you can read them there at your own pace. Okay, so just wanted to clear that up. Okay, thanks, Ron, for your input on that. It's sometimes difficult to try to figure out what clearings you should do. But, yeah, if you're in judgment a lot, that would probably affect you, you know, very much. And I don't know. Maybe we could do, like, a sample clearing for everybody to get rid of judgment they have for one issue.
Okay, let me do a different spin on it. So let's, I want you to think of a situation that you're dealing with, whatever that would be, and I'm going to disconnect the energy of your cellular, say, mental, you know, what we're talking about, your cells storing mental energies, your thoughts, and I want to disconnect your legs from you. So if you have that judgment that you're thinking about stored in your legs, you should not be able to find it. This would be kind of interesting. So I'm going to just disconnect your legs from your body energetics right now. And there we go. And so think of the thought that you had before. Maybe it's even gone. I don't know. And we'll just see if you're holding that energy in your legs. So holding that, so see what happens. There we go. And now what I'll do is I'll do your arms. Again, think of the same issue if that didn't have any effect on you. I'll disconnect the energy for that communication on your arms here. So your arms will not be able to communicate or this energy. Here we go. We go there. That should feel better now. So look at that, and now I'll do your torso. And here we go. Connecting that. Okay. There. Okay. What happens is you may have felt a change. Hopefully you did. But remember, when people have their death experience, I won't say near death. It's like being half pregnant, you know. Anyway, so if you have had a situation where you died and you came back to life again, what happens is that cellular memory in your body starts to decline and starts fading away. Well, I don't know how long it takes for the body to be dead to do that, okay? But as you have that, then you start erasing that cellular memory, and then you wake up or get shocked back to life or something. You can become a different person, mainly because the cellular memory is not connected to you any longer, telling you what to do, what not to do. That's mainly your history and her story of your whole life is stored there. When it starts fading away after you're dead, then you know, your body's being deprogrammed from all that stuff that you took on. And lo and behold, you know, you're a different person when you wake up. Well, that's why people who have that called a near-death experience, where they see whoever, whatever, and get told them to come back here for their mission. No, that's what happens to them. They normally change who they are and probably have, you know, less judgment, so they're going to be a little kinder typically because they're not going to have all that reactionary energy in their body. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's a big one, I think. And, Ron, that was very interesting, and I'm wondering if we could get some reactions from the listening audience. I find that people have a lot of judgment also, not only about those around them, but themselves. So what Ron just did was a sample disconnection on an issue that we were thinking about in judgment from our arms and legs and torso. So just wondering if anybody felt a difference with that. And we got a nice testimonial while you were doing that, Ron, about the psychic billboard. And this person wrote in and said, the psychic billboard works. Yes, did the self-empowerment at the same time. Fun way to get momentum and move forward. Got a job within a short amount of time.
Oh, that's great. So what you do when you, like, the person was looking for a job, probably have all the anxieties about the job interview. Maybe there's 200 people applying for one job, you know, and you're kind of freaked out because you're not going to get it, you think. You do that clearing on that, and then the person who's going to be interviewing you, they're going to see what your billboard is saying. So a normal person would be, oh, boy, you know, I'm not going to make it and everything else, and you're going to go in there kind of defeated. Even if you can fake your smile and on a good front, billboard is not going to lie to anybody. So the person is psychic enough or whatever, intuitive enough, they're going to read and they go, yeah, this person is not my person I don't want to hire. So you go in there, and it's like a billboard. You put down that you're a wonderful employee, you're happy, you're very productive, etc. No, it's what the interviewer wants to hear. They may not even care what you're saying, okay? They'll just read your billboard and say, yep, you're hired. Thank you. You made an interview and you're out the door hired. Oh. Anyway, and the detriment on that, what could happen to you, is you could have a job. This is not what the billboard, but you could have had a job, looking for a job, and now the employers now or employees didn't want you to leave, and they keep putting on your billboard for you to come back to the old job. Never get a job again unless you get hired back again where you used to work. And then your boss is probably upset too. So you got all that information on your psychic billboard. The person reads it and goes, oh man, this person has a lot of baggage. I don't want to hire them. So read all that stuff about the last job. And, you may lose a job because of that. Because if somebody's putting a spell on you, and you can take it off in a sense with your psychic billboard, that's the reason why you do that. So it's what you think of yourself, what you want to change, and you have to use baby steps. Can't say on there, I'm broke now and I want to make, $1,000 in a week. It could possibly work, but believe that, What's in the way of you doing that to begin with? Oh, so you want to look for baby steps. Maybe you may start finding money on the ground or something. I'm breaking that issue that I have about not having money. So you may start seeing quarters or maybe find a $20 bill or something or $100. Wow. I'm freed up now because I know what reality is now that I can draw that money to me. And that's what it's for, to release yourself from the bondage of your thoughts. That all comes from your cellular memory, too, going into your psychic billboard. So, anyway, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, there's so many ways that you can be courted, and that's a really good point, Ron, about that, because if you left a job and everyone wants you to come back there, then you may not be having success at your new job for that reason. Or if you're trying to leave a job and everyone's like, oh no, don't go, we want you to stay and we won't be able to replace you, there's all that courting going out and affecting you. So yeah, that can be very interesting and a great exercise to do in terms of taking control of your own life. So that's very helpful, and I think that relates to people in a variety of situations, not only jobs, but family relationships, friendships, relationships of a romantic nature, whatever. Psychic billboard is an amazing, amazing clearing, and it's a very inexpensive one. So just have fun experimenting with it. So somebody wrote in and said, regarding the sample you just did, the judgment disconnection, they said, I felt like I was being erased in the legs and arms. Now I don't feel like saying anything to the person that I had in mind.
Wow, that's good.
And then someone else said they thought their legs were gone. They said it was amazing, My legs had been hurting for no apparent reason. When Ron disconnected our legs energetically, both the thoughts and the pain left. I couldn't even find the thought afterwards. Somebody else said, hi. Wow, disconnecting the torso, legs, and arms in a cellular way took away the emotional content from the issue and then made me forget the issue.
Yep, and restored someplace.
Yeah. Yeah, wow, that's a really cool one. We got quite a few responses to that. So, Ron, will that work on the archives?
What I'll do, boy, it takes a lot of energy to do that one.
I know. It felt like...
No, it won't work. But what I'll do is I'll do your whole body right now. It's supposed to be a gift for the people listening. And I'll have this last for 2 hours for you. And so your whole life could be changed in the next 2 hours. This might be like a near-death experience for you. I'm not saying that this is all going to go away. I'm just telling you that you have some freedom, and you might feel completely different afterwards. So we'll just give it a shot here. So this is your choice if you wish to do this or not. So hit up on the hour, say in 2 hours from now, say 2 hours and 7 minutes, you will be reconnected with those parts. So hopefully you're not working. Just kind of sit back and relax, and we'll just see what this does for you. Because your body could reset. If you have the clearing of the cellular mental clearing, you may want to do that, the same process here. But here we go. I'll count to 100 to do this for you, to turn off everything that you have with these cells in your body holding this memory. And do send me testimonials for the next VBS show and also maybe to be. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Boy, I'm getting hot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So we'll see what happens. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, wow. That's really cool, Ron. I am kind of, I don't know, was really into that one tonight. So I actually think we are coming to the end of our show, and if everybody wants to save their reactions to that whole body clearing that Ron just did for the Wednesday show, that would be great. Ron does 4 shows a week on BBS, Monday and Wednesday on Station 1, and Friday, Saturday on Station 2, and everyone except this one, they're all at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. So be sure to tune in. And also, Ron will be doing, again, the wonderful healing calls that he does every week. So check out the special weekly clearings. Tomorrow is the cording removal special, and you can find out more information about that, again, at creationlightship.com. So thanks so much for a great show, Ron. Thanks for all the sample healings. Thank you, everybody, for your questions. And I'll turn it over to you, Ron, for any last thoughts.
Yeah, I don't have too many. Well, there we go.
Yeah. So, me neither. That's good.
I'm going to remember what the brain dead, I'll have a new meaning for you.
Right.
Not even be your brain, you know. But anyway, here we go. Well, let's do the mind of heart job, everybody. You must say this out loud. Oh, very simple. I now command my spirit, take the thoughts in my head, out them into my heart, and to facilitate that, the count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to have those thoughts move down. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Hey, everybody. So thank you for listening. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Hopefully we'll have you on the call on Saturday, November 30th, for $20 to have light codes put into your paint at 1 o'clock specific. Bye, everyone. Blessings.